Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is your baby girl, Priceless Kohele 7, all back on the show. Before the interlude, I was talking about Nigerian clumsiness. And I told you it's a topic that will have a part 2. And definitely we are back on board. We are back on track right now. Because we talked about you abandoning your old people for old people's home, abandoning your mothers, your fathers, your aunts, your uncles, people around you, people who matters and who do not matter. But if we tend to love and care for every individual, the life will be a better place. Like MJ used to say, Michael Jackson, it would the world. And it could be a better place. We all have grievances. We all have been aggrieved before. But all I will say right now is that our old people could be incapacitated. They could have wronged us. They could have aggrieved us one way or the other, one time or the other. This does not permit us to, let me say, retaliate back or pay them with their own coin for whatever offense or grievance they could have done. Let's just try to forgive them, because at this point they are incapacitated, they are disabled, and they need our forgiveness and our approval. And by you doing that, you are proving a point to them that they've wronged you, they've aggrieved you, though you've been grieved by their actions. It could have led to depression on your own side. But you have moved on. You are now a better person. And by so doing, you are putting guilt on them, because I tell you, they'll feel guilty for all their offenses. But by the time you neglect them, they won't feel guilty. They feel justified for whatever wrong they could have done to you. There's a scenario that I used to replay back in my mind that whenever anyone does any wrong to me, I keep greeting that person. I keep moving around that person as if I'm a fool. I'll do everything within my power or my reach to make that person happy. But you know what? I know deep down within that person, if there is whatever we call conscience, although I know some people do not have conscience, but either they have conscience or not, be it as it may be, I know they'll feel guilty within themselves. Some will feel guilty to the point of committing suicide or killing themselves.
Excuse me, please.
Some will feel guilty to the extent of avoiding you. Some will feel guilty to the extent of running away from you. Some will feel guilty to the point that they never want to set their eyes on you. But it is left for you to just forgive them and take care of them at this point. Because it is, let me say, their deepest path or point in life where they have to cross the hurdle. And crossing this hurdle with them, they are already paying for their sins. Because I could not imagine why a mother or a father would not have a single child to be by his or her side when in pain, I could not fathom or figure out why all the children would have to abandon their parents when they are in need. I do not see the reason why they have to take them to old people's home, if not that they have not done anything wrong to them. But when you take care of them at this point, just believe that they are paying for their sins. Because God said the wages of sins is death. So they are dying slowly and gradually. They are dying through the pain. Because when you come in contact with them, they feel like crying, but they just summon the courage as adults that I do not need to cry. I will never cry in front of my child, or I will never see my child cry. And when you do this, you are invariably letting your own children know that they need to take care of their older ones. And you are invariably telling them how they should care for you. Sincerely, you just need to forgive them. Sincerely, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Because the guilt will never leave them. At that point, I know they are irritating because of their clumsiness. We do not tend to be able to cope with that clumsiness because it gets to a point whereby, let me say, what do I use? Why do I forget this word? They've lost their memory. Some are, I don't know. They do not know what they are doing any longer. Their brain is no longer functioning. So at that point, I'm short of words. But all I would just say is, you should just please forgive them because they are lonely. And you know, loneliness could kill an individual faster. Not only loneliness, guilt could kill an individual too faster than you could think of. Just lay everything in the hands of God and just forgive them, and who could heal the world and make the world a better place. I know things can go back to the normal way it used to be. But definitely, I know you could make a change. So I'm appealing to everyone now, wherever you see an old person around the world, please do not hesitate to love them and care for them. And during this festive season, I implore every one of us to please cater for the old. That's the best gift you could give. Because if you give a gift to someone that is already enjoying, it's of no benefit. The person would not even appreciate it. But when you give it to an incapacitated person, a disabled person, someone you least expect anything from, it goes a long way. And I know it has a spiritual impact in each and everyone's life. So I will say thank you to all my ardent listeners for listening to Genevian Clumsiness this morning. And I wish you an early morning rise wherever you may or could be around the world. A bright side afternoon wherever you may or could be around the world. and a lovely day wherever you may or could be around the world. And I pray the festive season will be a long holiday, because in Nigeria, the holiday starts from, let's say, Friday, the eve of Christmas. That's Friday night, because Christmas is on Saturday. And 27 to 28, which is Monday and Tuesday, has been declared as public holiday. So you can see the long holiday. I pray everything you have been hoping for comes to reality before the end of this year, by the special grace of God. Love you all, my ardent listeners. And please stay tuned, because I'll be doing a random or marathon podcast this morning, because it's been longer than the energy, the flow is there for me this morning. I do not know which one to come up with. Either celibate or loneliness. But I know definitely I'm going to be talking about another podcast very soon. So if you have a few minutes to just reach out to me, and then let's discuss. You could tell me via my social media app, either via my Anchor, via Instagram, whether I should talk about celibate, either I should talk about loneliness, addiction, or miscellaneous. But right now, I think I know which to talk about next. Hope to see you soon. Thank you, and have a lovely morning.